adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, When Killers Escape. When the railroad came to Holbrook, Arizona, some 20 years before the turn of the century, the town began to boom. Almost immediately, 40,000 head of cattle were turned loose on the plains to the west to utilize the right-of-way land grants for grazing. And Holbrook became a rough and ready cow town where the blast of the six-gun was as common a sound as the tinkle of the piano in the old Blevins Cafe on Central Street. Now and then, however, the sound of the six-gun meant death, which is why, as our story opens, two handcuffed men, followed by a sheriff, are riding out of Holbrook to the west.
You sure you got it, Carlos?
You will make believe your chin strap is loose.
Yeah.
And when the sheriff comes to see, you will hit him with the handcuff.
All right. Lucky for us, the sheriff handcuffed our hands in front of us.
I am ready when you are, Chief.
There you two are muttering about.
We're getting hungry, Sheriff. Just wondering when he was going to feed us.
Well, we'll stop as soon as we get in this water
hole. Oh. Well, we better stop right now unless you want me to slip off this horse. This blasted cinch strap.
See here, Chief. None of your tricks. You and Father Porto are going to the Winslow prison for murder. And you might as well make up your mind that you're going to get there.
I ain't trying to put over anything, Sheriff.
You are, sir, if he's had his
sleep. All right. I'll have a look at it. Stop your horses. You two are more bothering your work. Yeah. That chin strap don't look loose to me.
Take a closer look, Sheriff, so I can...
What are you with these cuffs, you old coyote? You old blasted coyote, I've gun you down.
You got that just backwards, Sheriff.
Oh!
Pretty easy, huh, Carlos?
Now let us get out of here.
Sure. As soon as I get the sheriff's keys and unlock these handcuffs. So we're going to Winslow Prison for murder, huh? Now, here's what we're going to do, Carlos. We're going to ride right back to Holbrook. We're going to the store and load up with grub and guns and ammunition. And then we're going to ride for the hills after we kill that old storekeeper.
An excellent idea, Chick. He told the sheriff he saw us kill the cafe owner and rob the money till.
Take them guns. All right, now, let's ride. Ha! Wait, Pancho.
I heard some gunshots and they go not far away either.
Nobody shooting a deer, most likely.
Perhaps. Let us ride on, Chico. Up there, come.
Pancho, one with his slingshot, Chico.
That is quite a weapon, Pancho.
Pancho, get to be the good shot.
I wonder if those four hombres ahead of us had any trouble.
Fire those hombres, Chico?
No.
Oh, no.
They merely happen to be on the trail to Winslow ahead of us. It may be
Look! Riders come this way.
Yeah, fast. Oh, they have a
hole. They get tough looking hombres.
Hey.
Pancho, try a slingshot of the hombres, no?
Put that slingshot away, Pancho. Oh. This is no time for fooling.
Out of the way, Winslow. Look out, he's going to shoot.
Sidewinder. They had no reason to fire at us like that.
And bullets almost hit Pancho. We chase those hombres, Cisco.
I would like nothing better. But we had better go and see what those other shots meant. Someone may be hurt. Out there, McClough.
Go. How far that shooting was from here, Cisco?
Just around the next bend in the trail, I would say. There, see. Look, Pancho. An hombre lying on the ground. Pancho.
That's not good.
Hold over.
It's a good thing we ride this way, Cisco.
Sheriff shot down.
Ooh.
Two pairs of handcuffs just opened and left. I think I can tell what happened.
What happened?
This sheriff was taking banditos to prison. The banditos escaped.
Yeah, look that way, Cisco.
The sheriff is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's badly wounded, though.
Amen.
The sheriff?
Sure, get storekeeper. Holbrook. Storekeeper.
Do not try to say any more, Sheriff. Pancho, we will get the sheriff back to that rancho.
Rancho, about a half a mile back, huh?
Just about.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will ride to Holbrook. I have heard of that chick Deming, hombre. He's a killer.
So fast, Chick. It will attract attention as we ride into town.
Reckon you're right, Carlos.
Oh.
We ain't in that much of a rush anyway. The sheriff ain't gonna follow us.
That is very true.
And I don't believe them two hombres will never follow us either.
Just the same, I wish you had not fired them in.
Ah, what's that, Jim? I'll teach them to keep out of our way if we ever meet up with them again.
Perhaps. There is his store.
I've been looking forward to this. Remember now. I want to be the one to gun down old man Ford.
But wait until we get our position.
Yeah. We better make sure first nobody else is in that store.
There are no other horses at the hitch there.
I'll take a look inside. All right, Carlos. Come on. Old Ford ain't even in here.
He's out in the back room, no doubt. Here he is.
Hey, what can I do for you? Thought you two were on your way to jail.
You got another thing coming, Grandpa. Keep watch at the door, Carlos.
Yeah, put away that gun, you coyote.
Put away nothing. Now do as I say and do it fast. Find out some of your biggest chunk of bacon. And then some .44 ammunition. Now get going.
Well, I ain't got much bacon left. Have to go down cellar.
He's stalling for time,
Dick. There's some slabs of bacon hanging up on them new rafters. Get after him. Set them down, you old buzzard.
Just as you say. But I'll need that step ladder over near the storeroom door.
Watch him, Dick.
We're going to hold you up, sir.
You old... Open that door. Open it up. Open it up or I'll shoot off the latch.
Just you fire it. I'll do a little shoot myself.
Dick, those two men you fired at, they're riding this way.
Let me see. I tell you, you're right. Shut that front door and lock it, Carlos. Now get your guns ready. If them two hombres are looking for a fight, they sure will get it.
That is going ahead, Cisco?
It must be the one, Pancho. The sheriff told us the store was on Western Avenue within sight of the Blevins Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are two horses out in front of the store. I believe they belong to those banditos. Let's stop here for a moment, Chico. Whatever, hold.
Hold.
I do not like the looks of things, Pancho.
Wait a minute, huh?
The front door of that store is closed.
Closed?
It is unusual on a warm day like this.
Hey, shoot it, Pancho.
There we go.
Pancho, get a stick of getting shot at.
Get behind this shed, Pancho.
That is just what we may do, bandito.
Why will come down on that porch? We're holding prisoner in here.
I
don't you believe
her?
They ain't
got me
yet.
What we do, Cisco?
You stay here, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
If I can get to the back of that door unseen from the front, I am going to rush those two banditos.
Hey, Chick, we must get out of here fast. In another 10 minutes, the place will be surrounded.
Reckon I know that, too. Hey, where are you going, Carlos?
Just over to the pump for a drink of water.
I didn't notice that pump. I used a drink of water myself. The well must be right down under this building.
Yes, and no doubt.
There's a trap door.
Right. Under, yes.
Look down there. They must have built this old place over the well so they could hold out in case of an Indian attack.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going after that old storekeeper right now. Good thing there's no back door out of this place or he'd been gone by now. What are those two hombres out by the old shed up to?
I will see.
Keep an eye on them. Open up! Open up or I'll shoot off this latch.
I warn you, come out here and I'll fire.
You'll have a chance to do just that.
Stand back. All right, then take it.
Miss me. That's the latch I can fire. Now we got him prisoner, Carlos. I reckon we can get away and nobody will stop us.
Storekeeper before we get there, Chico.
They will not kill him until they have made good their escape, because he will be the means of their escaping.
Why we go in there?
To get them, if possible, before they get started, Pancho.
Oh?
Like yes or no.
Strange. What strange?
I was almost certain there was a door at the back of this building.
Look like a door frame from the distance.
Come on, Pancho. We'll go to the front of the building.
You break down the front door, they start shooting.
That cannot be helped. Now I will try the door.
Hey, somebody's at the door, Carlos.
Let us put our shoulders to this door, Pancho. Now!
Carlos!
What second? Madre mía, that smoke in my eyes, that fire!
Get him, Carlos! Oh! Hey, you run with Cisco, Pancho, hit you! Pancho, fight you with his dirty! I've got the fat
food! What we do with him, Chick?
There's only one thing to do, Carlos. Give me a hand. And we'll throw him down in that well.
And so our friends face death by drowning in the well. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, When Killers Escape. After Cisco and Pancho had carried the seriously wounded sheriff to a neighboring ranch house, they rode post-haste into Holbrook at the whispered request of the sheriff, who said that outlaw Chick Deming had sworn to kill the storekeeper. Entering the store, Cisco was blinded for the moment by a gun flash, then gun whipped, as was Pancho. Now,
we must leave here and quickly, Chick.
That's right. You know, old man Force come to yet?
He's just coming around now.
All right. Tie his hands and get him out to where the horses are.
How's that taking food?
There's a burlap sack. So, some grub in that. A bag of flour and some bacon.
See?
I'll drop these two hombres down into the well myself. So I can get this trap door open. There we are. Now I'll drag them over to the edge.
First the fat one. By Jesus, he's having it.
Now the big one.
Why not just leave them here, Chief?
You mean not drop them down into the well?
Oh, they have done us no harm.
What's the matter with you, Carlos? You're getting sore?
Oh, well, as you will. I have the bacon in the cloth.
Good. Here goes the fat one. Now the other one. Reckon that's the last of them two. Come on, Carlos. Let's get going.
Water is not dead. Stand up and your head will be above water. Here, I will help you. Now, I hold of your arm. Stand up there. Stand up, I tell you.
Keep it getting.
There.
Oh.
Someday, I hope you will learn to swim, Pancho. Then you will not be so afraid of the water.
How we get out of here, Cisco?
Let me collect myself.
Mm-hmm. We come to as soon as we hit the water. Do you know what Pancho is, Cisco?
What?
Pancho gives the slingshot on those hombres.
They need more than a slingshot used on them. Let me see. We are down in a well of some sort.
Build the well out of big stones.
See. Only one thing to do, Pancho.
What's that? What's that?
I'll try to climb up to the top.
They must be slippery. The boots go to flip.
Well, I will take off the boot. There's one of them off.
Mm-hmm.
There's the other. If these stones extend all the way to the top, I think I can make it.
Pancho, come too.
You stay here, amigo.
I stay here.
If I make it, I will throw down a rope for you. Well, here I go.
Did you do it, Chico?
So far, so good, Pancho. It's not as slippery as I feared it would be.
It's cold down here.
Well, I'm climbing as fast as I can, Chico.
Those go all the way to the top?
Yeah, I believe they do. Oh, bueno. Now, if I can get this trap door open, amigo.
Found a sheet of light of light.
Si. Ah, just one moment, Pancho, until I find some rope in this door. Here's a coil of good, strong rope. Now, Chico, we'll haul you up out of there. Here comes the rope down to you. You ready?
Yes.
Ah, here it is.
Gracias, Chico.
Tie the rope around your waist. And do not forget to bring up my boots.
Pancho got the boots.
Pancho
got the slingshot.
And Pancho
got
Pancho tied. All right, then. Come on up. I did not think it possible for anyone to be so heavy.
Not that go.
You must weigh at least a ton.
Pancho, all wet now. That way.
I'm glad I do not have to haul you twice this distance. I could not do it.
Gracias, Cisco. Gracias. Pancho, glad to get out from there.
Yeah, I lowered his trap door. There we are. As I get my boots on, we'll go after those killers.
Where they go?
I do not know yet. Possibly they left tracks we can follow. Or perhaps someone out in the street saw them leave.
They say you say you're a storekeeper?
Sure they did. However, take a look out in the back room, Pancho, while I draw on these other boots.
Easy, sir. There's nobody out here,
Cisco. Where would you go, Pancho, if you were a bandito and knew you would be hunted?
Where Pancho go?
Si.
Well, Pancho take all the food Pancho could find and head for the hills.
Exactly. No doubt that is just what those banditos did. And that is just what we will do, amigo. We will head for the hills.
Reckon there ain't gonna be any pursuit, Carlos.
Yeah, perhaps not. But let us not abandon our question.
Naturally not. All right, boss. Keep riding that horse. We ain't stopping here.
Not until we reach the hills.
What are you going to do with me?
I ain't decided that yet. When I do, I'll sure let you know.
You two are swinging for murder, yes. You won't get away. Not far.
That's something you ain't got to worry about, boss. You won't be alive to worry much longer.
I wonder if those two you threw down in the well are dead, Chief.
Yeah, they are. Say, you know something?
What?
That big hombre must have been the Cisco Kid.
I hear the Patron calling, Cisco.
Never figured I'd be the one to get Cisco. I've heard plenty about that hombre. Never met up with him before now, though.
Maybe he ain't got him yet.
Listen to him, Carlos. Maybe we ain't got him yet.
Yeah, they tell me this Cisco Kid has got out of some close tricks.
Don't worry. He won't get out of that well alive. Neither of them will.
I hope you are right.
Sure, I'm right. For this old galoot, I've just decided what we'll do with him.
Yes?
We'll turn him loose.
All the cheaters. I think I understand.
Well, what do you mean, Nemi? What you cooking up now?
Just as I said. We'll turn you loose.
And let me have this horse?
No, you'll be on foot.
And the minute I start to walk away, you'll start shooting, huh?
You can run. You and me'll have some fun out of this, Carlos. We'll bet on how far the old geezer gets before one of us drops him. See, Pancho, but I thought it would save time if we left the tracks back at the fork in the trail.
You take the shortcut?
See?
Uh-huh.
One or two of the senores saw the banditos and the storekeeper riding out of town.
Then I take the storekeeper the prisoner.
Yes, that is possible. The banditos may have told him they would shoot him down at once if he tried to attract attention.
Pancho, when you get back at those banditos, that water is very wet.
I'll be glad to catch up with them myself. Let's stop here for a moment, Pancho. Hold up,
hold up. Well, which way we go here, Cisco?
That is just what I'm trying to decide, amigo.
I think we will be wise to ride up over this ridge. Up here, come on.
Good, oh, good. It looks like a plateau at the top of the ridge. Yes, that's what it is.
Plateau. If I made the right choice, those bandidos should be coming up that other trail very soon now.
And you not made the right choice?
Then the bandidos will be on their way around this ridge. We'll wait here a moment or two. Hurry up.
Who? Pancho, go look down the other trail, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. But do not walk to the middle of the trail. Keep well back.
Yes, Pancho, keep well back. Pancho, just go to take the tooth.
Well. Do you see anyone, amigo?
Here it is, Cisco. And bandidos come up the trail. And got the old senor with them.
Then come back here. We'll get out of sight.
Why do you not go after the bandidos right now, Cisco?
Because they might kill the storekeeper. Now let us get over behind those big boulders. Up there.
Come on. Come on, Loco. Go.
How far down the trail were they, Pancho?
Almost up to the plateau, Cisco. In time to get a slingshot ready.
I do not think that slingshot will do much good, amigo.
But with a gun, Pancho, the world's worst bad shot.
Whatever.
Hold.
Right, just stay down out of sight, Chico. Here they come.
Reckon this is just as good a place as any, Carlos.
Yeah, I would think so.
Stop your horse, boss. All right. Get down off that horse.
Now, see here, Demi.
I said get down. Let's walk me to shoot you down.
What did you not do, Chico? I do not know, Chico. There, the thing I've dismounted.
Now start running across this patrol.
You're coyote, Demi. You're killing coyote.
Start running.
Mother mia, they're going to make the old one run and then shoot him down for sport.
I think it's a big pellet for the thing, Jack.
Boy, those buzzards. Come on, Pancho.
Hey, who are those hombre colors?
I don't know this.
Yes, the Cisco kid.
What? I'll get on that horse anyway.
Not if I can help it, Bandito. Take the long shot, Cisco.
That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, that sidewinder shot the gun out of my hand.
Best shot you ever made, Cisco.
The old one is running this way.
I was looking down, Cisco.
Pancho, hit your horse with a slingshot, Bandito.
Whoa. Hey, you got here just in time, Cisco.
Sure seems they are.
Pancho, fire with a slingshot again.
Bueno, Pancho. Keep an eye on that bandito. I'm going after the other one. Come on, down off that horse, Danny.
I'll bring you down, Cisco, to help me.
Come down off that horse.
Help!
No, you don't. You'll never get me.
He run away, Cisco.
You'll not go far, Pancho. I can help it. Come here, bandito.
Get away, Cisco.
Now we'll fight this out with our fists. Like this.
And like this.
That was a good, hard punch, Danny. Well, that's quite hard enough. You can hit like this.
That's the way to do it, Cisco.
Yes. That'll fix that coyote. Why, Cisco, they was going to shoot me down in cold blood.
They will shoot no one down now, senor. This time, we'll make sure they get to prison. Si, Pancho.
You know, it's good to know the sheriff, he gets better.
Oh, si. It's very good to know he will get better.
Yes. It is good to know those bandidos, they in the prison for keeps.
Si, in prison for keeps is where they belong.
Cisco.
Well?
Do you think Pancho's slingshot helped?
Why, of course I think it helped Chico. Senor Ford thinks so, too.
Yes, and Senor Ford gives Pancho a very fine watch.
Wonderful watch, Pancho.
And Pancho lose that watch this morning on Federal Street.
You did lose that watch?
But Pancho find it this afternoon.
On Central Street?
No, not on Central Street. And Winslow Avenue.
Oh, now, just a minute, amigo. You say you lost it on Central Street?
Yes, indeed.
And you found it on Winslow Avenue?
Yes, on Winslow Avenue.
Just how could that watch get from Central Street to Winslow Avenue?
It's easy, Cisco.
All right, then tell me, how could it?
Because when Pancho dropped the watch...
See?
It was running.
Oh, Pancho!
Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.